Gabriel's Market started off small, very small. When it opened in the 1980s in South Philly, the family business couldn't even afford a sign. Manager Louisa Gabriel says the store has overcome lots of other challenges. It's fought off competition from big chains and overhauled its selection to appeal to new immigrant communities. Now it's facing another obstacle, the 5% cut to food stamps that went into effect November 1st, when a temporary increase in the program expired.
Our food stamp sales account for at least 30% of our sales. It's very important. There's a lot of families around us that have food stamps. I'll notice it. I'm sure at the end of the week, I'm going to start noticing probably a little bit on my sales.
David McCorkle, president of the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association, says businesses will reduce worker hours to make up for the cuts.
In the supermarket industry, where the profit is one penny on a dollar of sales, if the revenue drops, it means that store expenses must drop.
Advocates for the poor estimate that food stamp cuts will suck $52 million out of Philadelphia's economy each year. Chad Stone, the chief economist at the Liberal Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says that could set off a harmful domino effect.
If you take that food stamp spending out of the economy, then that means less sales at the store, you hire one fewer clerk or a stocker, fewer hours maybe. Those people have less income, they spend less, that ripples through the economy.
According to Stone, the reverse is also true. He says food stamp spending is one of the best ways to stimulate the economy. But Elizabeth Stell, a policy analyst at the Conservative Commonwealth Foundation, says food stamps don't create wealth, they only redistribute it.
What they're missing is the impact that that money would have had it stayed in the pockets of consumers or businesses, the ability that those employers would have had to hire more people, to add more jobs.
Economists have been fighting over food stamps for a long time. And with Congress talking about even deeper cuts to the program, they probably won't stop anytime soon. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.